had a dream the other night. Now, in my dream, our national bird had become the ostrich. How much can she take? How much can she give? How much is too much, and how much longer can she live? As we turn our backs and turn our eyes and pretend we don't see, if ignorance is bliss, then full of bliss are we.
Good morning and welcome to a very exciting edition of EcoTalk. We're going to get a sneak preview of the upcoming Sierra Summit. It is the club's first ever gathering of its members to be held here in San Francisco, good choice, next month from September 8th to the 11th. To tell us all about that, we'll have the new president of the Sierra Club, Lisa Renstrom, joining us in our San Francisco studios. We'll also be hearing from several speakers scheduled for that upcoming conference. Chad Padracki, you're going to love him. He's been pulling garbage out of rivers for about a decade now, and he is an amazing embodiment, an example of how one person can make a difference. He's the founder of Living Land and Waters Organization, and we'll also be meeting Sarah Craven. She'll be speaking at the conference. She's a population expert with the United Nations Population Fund. So without further delay, we want to welcome Lisa to San Francisco and also to the studios here at Q2.
Well, thank you. It is great. Great, great, great to be here.
So there's about 1 month before this conference is happening, and I was surprised to hear that it was happening, and then I thought about it because I'd never heard of a Sierra Club conference. I thought maybe I missed it, and I thought, well, gee, that is a natural. And why now, and why here, and what is the vision behind the summit?
Well, the Sierra Summit is designed to bring Sierra Club members and activists and new people, people who are not yet members, together to celebrate where we are today and to look forward to the future. I like to equate the Sierra Summit as a launch for us as we enter kind of the third era of the environmental movement. If you look at the first era as being conservation, the early 1800s when the Sierra Club was founded, and land preservation, and then we moved into the pollution era and the pollution abatement. And now we're really looking, we've not solved, but a lot of those issues are, we're still working on them, but there's celebration to have around them. But how we're going to live on this planet sustainably is where the environmental work and the environmental movement is looking now.
And none too soon that you're gathering with climate change as sort of the mother of all environmental challenges.
Well, we are gathering to celebrate successes, and we're gathering to celebrate the future. It's about being an environmentalist. I live in Charlotte, North Carolina, and sometimes it can be lonely there.
I don't hear much of an accent. Is that where you grew up?
No, Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay, and you spent some time in Mexico. Hopefully we'll get to that.
I did, but I've lived in two red states. And
and you were raised in a Republican family.
I was.
And look at you, the president of the Sierra Club. I love it.
And my husband's Republican.
Interesting. Even better. It is for everybody, right? I mean, environmentalism, the new environmentalism. You know, as I say, it's not just for conservatives, Republicans. It's not just for liberals, progressives, excuse me. It's for anyone who eats, breathes, or, you know, drinks water.
I believe, and that's what we put on the top of our brochure that we sent out on the Sierra Summit, is that the environment is the force that can unite us all. I mean, I personally believe that everybody's an environmentalist. Sometimes you got to dig a little deeper to find it in some others, but we have it, and it's about bringing it out and enlisting humanity in our work as we move forward.
That's what we say. This show is greening the red and blue states one show at a time. It is the common denominator, what we have in common. We're all in the same proverbial boat. So tell us, who's going to be speaking at this conference, and who can attend?
Absolutely anyone can attend, and there's special prices for students, and we have a whole student track. Robert Kennedy is one of our keynote speakers from the Water Alliance, and Arianna Huffington. And we're going to have a great evening on Saturday night with Bill Maurer. Our master speakers are
Bill Maurer.
Yes.
Okay, I thought you said Maurer. I was thinking, who's that? Bill Maurer, yes. That's where your accent comes
that's
in.
That's the southern accent. We have a master speaker for each of our seven areas. So we have Bill McDonough to come and talk to us about architecture and what is happening in the design world, and how we can design being the first signal of intent, how we can design our products and our homes and our world from an environmental perspective to start with.
Cradle to cradle, as he says.
That's right. Alice Waters, you know, wonderful celebration of food and organics and how important that is not only to our health but to our water supplies. And she is the chef and proprietor of Chez Panisse. And
George Lakoff will be speaking.
Right.
He's great on how to reframe environmentalism and how to make the issues, you know, appealing to all Americans. And it's really a mom and apple pie issue, you know, protecting our resources that sustain life.
Yeah, George Lakoff is a great linguist, sort of a guru today. I like to think that what he does best is calls upon us to talk from the heart. And to really reach down and say, what is it that is important to me? What are my values? And why do I do this?
Sometimes the environmental organizations can get bogged down, you know, in sort of policy wonkism. And really, when you speak from the heart, it's about protecting what we love for our children, whether you're a parent or not, for our country, for the future. And I think that speaks to everyone. And isn't that what you're trying to do, is find something that you can connect, you know, everyone to that is something they're passionate about or will be once they realize that is threatened?
Oh, it's what the summit is all about. It's about coming together. It's about enlisting Americans. In my neighborhood, I have a neighbor who's a Baptist evangelical, and we find a lot of common ground on caring for God's creation.
It's a big movement now, what's mm-hmm. emerging in the religious community in terms uh-huh. of stewardship and climate change, of course, being a real call to action.
So George will help us think about the language that we use, what resonates with people, how to listen, and how to key into where people from different backgrounds, the words that work and help them understand coming again from our values.
For instance, he talks about don't call them toxins, call them poisons, because poisons require a poisoner. And it's subtle, but language choice and semantics, as we can see from the Republican success on a lot of issues, is key.
Right. Well, I think that language talks about the tracks that we chose. We said, okay, what are we going to call the themes of the summit? We're going to call it environmental expression through art, because we forget that the artist community, both music and bring the environmental movement forward. Living well, what we do in our houses, natural heritage, the traditional land protection, outdoor adventure, that's the Sierra Club from the very beginning, how we started with outings and taking people to places that to inspire them to protect them.
Are you going to have field trips? Because there's so much going on in the Bay Area that can be a great example, you know, recycling centers and out to your woods, for instance.
Oh, we've got our outings department is doing pre-summit and post-summit events. And then we have a legacy project that you can join in on to contribute. It's sort of a working outing.
How many people are you expecting to attend?
I think we'll have between 1,000, 1,500 and 2,000.
Mm-hmm. And
that's for the event. And there'll also be, you can also just come in as a day tripper or just come in for the exhibit hall.
Mm-hmm. Give us the nuts and bolts. How much will it cost? How can people register? It's about a month away, so maybe you still have some discounts.
We do. If you register by August 8th, as a student, it's $100 and $260 for the full event. If you want to just do a one day, if you live in the San Francisco area, it's $75 to $140.
And what about the Saturday evening event with Bill Maher? A lot of people may just want to come to that.
And that is $50 per person.
Okay, is that a dinner?
That is reception. That is entertainment and a little dessert and cash bar.
Okay, website you want to give out?
Sierra, www.sierrasummit2005.org.
And you'll take enrollment, you know, walk-ins up to the first day?
Or? Absolutely, okay. Sure. This is about coming together, getting inspired, listening, being with friends, people of like mind.
Why'd you pick the Bay Area? I can imagine, but I'd like to hear of the whole country. Why here?
Well, we picked it because this is our founding location. This is the first conference with an exhibit hall and the whole. We're going to have a showcase where 100 of the Sierra Club campaigns across the country, the volunteers and staff, promote. We'll have their whiteboards, and you can see really what's happening on the ground from Hawaii to North Carolina.
And you're going to have some 150 exhibitors. Give mm-hmm. us some examples of who will be on the floor of the exhibits.
We will have other environmental groups. We will have products, healthcare products, kind of the low-hoss lifestyle of health and sustainability, mm-hmm. Cycling companies, camping companies. We're going to have a a climbing wall. So
if you're stressed out from all the workshops, you can go climb and
there you go.
Work it off.
Absolutely.
That's great. Interactive. We're talking about the first ever Sierra Summit that is taking place in San Francisco next month between September 8th and September 11th. We've been chatting with Lisa Renstrom, the 51st president of the Sierra Cup. Congratulations on that, by the way. And you'll find a link at our website, www.ecotalk.net. And it's really going to be an exciting gathering. Looking forward to it myself.
You'll be there.
I'll be there.
Good.
I'll be speaking. I'll be interviewing George Lakoff.
Excellent.
We'll be talking about walking the Eco Talk and how to talk about it better to all Americans. Not just the progressives out there. You're listening to Eco Talk on Air America Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back.